make the whole experience more of a social event, and therefore the selling then becomes a little bit more social and a little bit more of an invitation to work together rather than being seen as a sales pitch.
Welcome to the Making Sales Social podcast, featuring the top voices in sales, marketing, and business. Join Bryn Tillman and me, Bob Woods, as we each bring you the best tips and strategies our guests are teaching their clients, so you can leverage them for your own virtual and social selling. Enjoy the show. Johnny Byrne, the webinar wizard and also wizard of all things when it comes to video for online presentations, joins us in the Social Sales Link virtual studios for this week's episode of Making Sales Social. I'm actually a student of Johnny's right now. As you may know, my deep kind of former background about 85 lifetimes ago was in television news. And I saw a webinar for his ultimate all-in-one group coaching, and I was immediately hooked to the point where, like I said, I'm one of his students now. He's not just a master in creative and crafting, rather, compelling webinars. He's a visionary in utilizing video to captivate and educate audiences. His stuff really speaks to and impressed the old TV news guy in me. He not only gets the visual aspect of online presentations, he also knows a great deal about their content. He can show us ways to use them that will make people want to sign up for whatever it is you're selling. I mean, it worked on me. So today he'll share his insights, experiences, and a few tricks for transforming your online presentations from mundane to mesmerizing. With that, welcome to Making Sales Social, Johnny.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Very glad to hear that. So our first traditional question for anyone who deigns to step into our virtual studios here is, what does making sales social mean to you?
Yeah, sure. I guess my focus would be on sales being more of an invitation to work together. And by invitation, then I'd like to think almost by default is a little bit more of a social expression than what we might have traditionally thought of as the hard sell. So I really focus on being, as we'll go through, on camera as much as possible during, let's say, a webinar or a sales presentation, etc., really to kind of remove the barrier of not being in the room with whoever it is, be it one person or a group. So really try and, of course, have a little bit of fun, as we'll go through some examples of that within reason. But sure. To make the whole experience more of a social event, and therefore the selling then becomes a little bit more social and a little bit more of an invitation to work together rather than being seen as a sales pitch.
Right. Yeah. I mean, especially when you get in those situations where it almost feels like a bit like a TED talk, not so much in terms of the actual structure and everything, but, you know, just where you feel like you're up there and you're talking at people and you're not talking with people, I guess. Sure. Is probably a good way to put that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Very good. So could you share a little bit about your journey into becoming the webinar wizard and your passion for video and presentations? Because like I said before, it's obvious that you love what you're doing. And I just want to find out a little bit more about how all that came to pass.
Sure. So for over a decade, I've been creating online courses. I used to train offline like 15 years ago in social media, digital marketing, entrepreneurship. I had a few online businesses. Mm-hmm. And I was traveling around Ireland, the UK, etc., giving pretty much the same course or small group of courses every other day. And there would be times where I'd be bored. There would be times where I would want to kind of try and be funny. And then I'd go, did I say that to this group already? Or was that the group yesterday? So it got a bit repetitive. And I just started to lose my love for it. And then I attended an event in London. And all the speakers over the weekend were selling information products, digital products, online courses, etc. And I said, this is the life for me. I want to, as my book is called, that's coming out, I want to say it once and sell it often. So that was what I set out to do. And I started to learn everything that was involved in creating online courses. And then COVID came along and people started to reach out to me, people who I probably had reached out to in the past, trying to convince them to turn their knowledge into a digital product. They started to come to me and say, hey, my business is, my training business, et cetera, is pretty much dead at the moment with the pandemic. What can I do? So I said, well, you can deliver online, you can pre-record or do it live. So I started to learn how to do more engaging online presentations, and presentation transformation took off. I'm probably busier at that right now than I am helping people create online courses. So that's the that's the journey. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. That's something. It's amazing. It's yet another story about how that gosh darn pandemic actually changed things. Obviously it was bad in some ways, but in other ways it helped people transform. And this is just a great example.
Well, I've always wanted to create my online courses as professional as possible and as fast as possible. So the system that we're going to go through, or a couple of the tactics that I'm going to show, allow you to create online courses faster, in addition to delivering a very engaging and professional live presentation like we're doing live to tape, as they say, right now.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's get right into that. So for those out there who are just starting with webinars, or are like, you know, I really don't know what I'm doing, I've tried a couple of these, I have no idea what I'm doing, you say that your audience, that if your audience rather isn't impressed with what they see, they won't be impressed with what they get and are likely to spend their money elsewhere, which I think is a fantastic quote. And it also happens to be true. With that in mind, what are the foundational elements that make a webinar both informative and engaging?
Sure. So the big thing that I've been focusing on is pattern interrupt. And the opposite of that, I guess, is death by PowerPoint, right? We've all been on a yawn fest of a presentation where it's slide after slide. The presenter says things like, hold on now till I share my screen, and can you see my slides? And they disappear off into the corner, and it's just painful. And then with the pandemic, as we mentioned, screen fatigue came along, where people were on Zoom meetings more than ever, and they were online more than ever, and they were watching stuff on screens more than ever. And when you combine the two, it just turned into something that wasn't nice. It wasn't a nice experience for people. So what I urge people to do is invest a small little bit in, first of all, the production, so that you show up in a way that does you justice, particularly if you spend decades building your personal brand as a sales expert, or you're within an organization, and then you turn up on Zoom and you look like a Fred in a shed with the bathrobe hanging on the door, and people are like, oh my God, I'm not going to buy anything from this person based on what I see, because perception is reality at the end of the day. So I really urge people to stand and deliver if standing is an option, particularly when they're presenting, and to really show up in a way that does them justice and is also respectful for the audience. Sometimes we see the audience turning up better than the presenter, and I'm like, oh my God. You know, so we wouldn't do it offline. So I don't know why we think it's okay to do it online. It's something I've been saying for the last number of years. So show up at your best. If it takes a little bit of practice to be a little bit more confident on camera, but you'd be amazed if you get a little bit of equipment. In other words, an extra light or two, like you have, Bob, a good camera. It doesn't have to be expensive. A decent microphone, you'll be amazed how your confidence will increase just by doing a few simple things to make yourself look and sound better. And then you can move on from there. And really, I suppose a bit of tough love as well, as to get out of your own way, because it's not about you, it's about your audience. And if you focus on them like good public and professional speaking, and you focus on delivering transformational content, then you will definitely exponentially improve, for sure. And we'll go through a couple of things that will kind of support that as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess that brings us to one of the elephants in the room. And if you're watching us on video, Johnny, one of the elephants in the room.
Yeah, we can address the elephant in the room as always.
Right. Indeed. Right. Yeah. So if you're listening to us on audio right now, Johnny just popped up a little elephant, or not a little elephant. There's no such thing as a little elephant, a big elephant. And I mean, that's just one of the ways to, and that's probably a pattern interrupt. And we're going to talk about that again in just a minute. But I do want to talk about the biggest elephant in the room. And that's the fact that many people just don't like video. They don't want to be on camera, and it shows. So what advice do you have for those people who would rather be doing literally anything else than being on camera?
Yeah, I guess it's just essential. If we're going to be, if we're going to build trust, and we all know about know, like, and trust in sales, mm-hmm. if we're going to build trust, then the more people see us and hear us, the more likely, so long as we're providing valuable products and services and information, if it's a webinar and indeed training, you're going to expedite that process of know, like, and trust. Okay, they're just going to start to get a sense of your energy. These days, and they say the next level of evolution is a more heightened sense of awareness. So people are going to start to see your energy, feel your energy, and if you do it well and you come across authentically, you know, more often than not, people say, I can see myself working with this person. I just like their energy. I like the way they talk. I like the way they deliver. It all feels very real. And I really focus on trying to be in the room with people when I'm presenting as well. So that, you know, that helps with trust as well. So that's really what I would consider. So for people to get a little bit more confident, to go, I guess if you talk, you know, think about what Tony Robbins would say, it's like, you know, the fear of doing it. Imagine the fear of not having the sales, because you are going to be left behind. You know, it is essential, you know, as I say in some of my workshops and webinars, we've never been presenting or representing ourselves as much on camera as we do today. So we need to embrace it. And people might say, well, that's easy for you to say, Johnny, because you've been doing it for so long. I still get a little bit nervous, but, and I could show you videos, Bob, that make me laugh and cry at the same time. But as I say to people, if I didn't make the bad ones, I never would have made the better ones. And as Les Brown would say, you don't have to be great to get going, but you got to get going to be great. So there is an element of learning by doing. There is an element of getting it wrong and never getting that part of it wrong again. And there is an element of just the compound effect of consistently showing up has a really, really, like, you don't realize how much you're improving until it kind of clicks. And then you go, you know, it took me a year to be an overnight success or whatever it might be.
Right. Yeah.
So I urge people to, you know, focus on the difference it can make to their business. You know, like I'm based in the west of Ireland, population of my town, 4,673. I need to show up as probably better than most in certain circumstances because of where I'm based. And okay, it doesn't really matter as much anymore, but I know that it has a lot to do with the success of my business. I show up in a way that's respectful, that does me justice, that has a little bit of energy, lots of value, and it works. And I just urge people to take that on board with a little bit of practice. And one thing they can do is take out their phone, make a little video, and just watch it back with the audio off. And just notice some mannerisms, etc., and see where there's potential there to improve. Then watch the same video with the audio on, but don't look at it. So you'll focus on the audio and you'll go, do I say that often? Or do I have all these different filler words? And that very quickly will give you an opportunity to actually improve how you present on camera. Eye contact is key. I have a teleprompter here where I can see you. So there is tips and tricks from an equipment point of view that will help. But I would urge your viewers and listeners to appreciate the power of practice.
Right. Yeah. And there's just so practice, I think, is absolutely key. Just two things that I would probably add just from my past experiences. One, give yourself grace, because you're not going to come out of the gate being perfect. And you should know that. But especially with everything that Johnny just said, you keep doing it, you keep showing up, you're going to be better. And especially nowadays in sales, and we're talking a little bit more about pre-recorded stuff at this point as opposed to webinars, but just showing up. I mean, having that eye contact with the people who you're trying to sell to. Everything that Johnny just said applies, and you're still going to be one of the few people who are doing it. I mean, there are more and more people who are giving webinars and things like that when it comes to like just video in general, putting out videos on like YouTube and things like that, which we're not talking about that today, but still, all of that is just, it's going to build up that personal brand and the brand of whatever you're selling as well. And you're doing it in a way that few other people are doing it.
Sure. And because it's difficult, it means there's an opportunity, because if it was easy, everybody would be at it. So when you push through the challenge of getting more confident on camera and doing better videos, as you rightly say, you will be in the minority, which means there's a big opportunity. The other three quick tips I give on that is you sound better than you think you do, so long as it's clear. You look better than you think you do, so don't worry about it. I mean, if I was relying on this face to have a successful business, I would be doing something else. And the third thing is you are going to be your own worst critic. You would probably say things to yourself that you wouldn't say to a friend. So encourage yourself like you would encourage a friend. And that will help as well.
I really like that one, especially when you're in that, having grace for yourself stage. Yeah, I think that's really important. Really important.
Yeah, don't beat yourself up.
Yeah, it's another t-shirt moment.
Lots of people out there to do that for you.
So I do want to talk about pattern interrupts, because I think that's fascinating, but before we do that, just what are some of the common pitfalls that you're seeing in webinars and video presentations nowadays, and how do you recommend overcoming them?
So a lot of people, in my view, and you might say I'm a little bit biased, but it's back to, they're not really showing up in a way that does them justice. And the viewer, the audience, is going to give you a couple of seconds of their attention. And we talked about it before. Like, we talk about the first investment your audience will make is with their attention. And if they don't pay attention, they don't pay at all. Mm-hmm. So we really need to show up in a way that they sit up straight, like back in school. They sit up straight and they go, wow, now this person looks like they know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. This person looks like they deserve my attention, okay? They deserve my precious time, okay? So you come out with a fighting chance by simply turning up as your best self, the best version of yourself. And yeah, we'll go through a couple of tips on that. And in terms of webinars, some people fall into the trap of teaching more and then there's nothing left for people to invest in or to buy or to want. Or so you need to, there's a nice balance between giving a useful, informative, value-adding webinar, but not so much that they go, thanks very much, I don't need you anymore. You've just given me everything I need. I can go off now on my merry way and implement what you've taught me in this webinar. I don't need to invest in your program. So that's from a content perspective. And then, as I said, from a production in perspective, really show up in a way that at least if you don't make a sale, it's not because you didn't look and sound and turn up as the best version of yourself.
That's major words to live by right there. Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's kind of shift into pattern interrupt, because I find it fascinating. Could you explain what it is, and especially how it plays a crucial role in keeping the audience engaged? Because ultimately, that's what we really want to have them, is engaged throughout the entire presentation.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess I have the privilege with my setup to easily switch to a slide, and this is an example of it, right?
So I'm sorry, before you go on, I just want people to know, if you're listening on audio, we'll kind of describe what's going on as well. So Johnny has this amazing setup that hopefully within a couple months I am going to emulate, but he has like different ways to switch his camera views, and to use a green screen to put up slides and things like that, and slides with motion and everything else. And I believe that Johnny's going to tell you that that's exactly what pattern interrupt is all about, right, Johnny?
Yeah. So pattern interrupt essentially is state change, as Tony Robbins has popularized. Mm-hmm. So if you remember back to being a kid, we might have fell and scraped our knee, and our parents or guardian or a babysitter might say, oh, look at the cute doggy out the window, to stop us crying, okay? To break the pattern of the tears by distraction, state change. So ultimately, that's what pattern interrupt. We're trying to interrupt the pattern, which typically, if people are watching a sales presentation online or a webinar, et cetera, the typical pattern can be, if we're not doing it well, is distraction. So we want to get their attention back to us. So what we do is we change from the monotony of slide after slide, which viewers have become acclimatized to effortlessly switching into a slide. So, mm-hmm. you know, what we think is happening is we're the presenter, there's the attendee, we're sharing information, and they're giving us their undivided attention. Unfortunately, more often than not, this is kind of what's happening on the other end of the monitor. So pattern interrupt is about every few sentences going effortlessly, as opposed to, hold on till I share my screen and can you see my slides? And
we've heard all of that.
You've heard all of those, right?
Yeah, I hear that in my sleep.
So that and you're on mute. So and you don't want that to happen in your podcast, right?
No, not at all.
So essentially all we're doing is effortlessly switching from one scene, as we call it, to another. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can go from being on camera to slides only to being part of the slides. We can walk around the room. We can use our little PowerPoint clicker or our mouse. We can even use green slides and have the text appear in front of us, and all that kind of good stuff. We can have the slides as part of our background. We can address the elephant in the room. There's lots of different ways. So really what we're doing is every few sentences, we are basically changing what's in front of the viewer, what's on the screen. And I don't mean just changing a slide, because changing a slide, no matter how well they're designed, although good design definitely helps, the viewer is acclimatized, particularly from watching webinars and presentations, they're acclimatized to the slide changing. It's not really enough to trigger something new. So what we need to do is effortlessly transition and avoid death by PowerPoint and overcome screen fatigue, so that we can deliver something that looks like, in this instance, that looks like something they're already familiar with, which is a trainer in a training room or whatever it is. And then if I pull back, as you know, Bob, the green screen,
mm-hmm.
you don't need a lot of space. So I can just click on a button here. Here's the office. There's the wall one side and the wall the other side. So it's like about 10, 11 feet. So you don't need a lot of space. It makes me look pretty small. There's a light there behind me and two lights on the green screen.
For that backfill, yep.
Yeah, you know, using the green screen to fill it out. So I just took it back there. It's $30. And I hit a button on my Stream Deck that's in front of me here, just out of view, and I can go back to this.
Yep. Yeah, that's amazing. And just so listeners know, we are going to put this on our YouTube channel so that you can actually go in and see it too. So if you're really liking what you're listening to so far and you're like, man, I really want to see it, it's going to be at youtube.com/social. God, youtube.com/social sales link. We will have the video of this up there, because you really need to see this stuff. It's really great. And like I said, it got me looped in, and this is the type of stuff that I want to be doing. After you see it, you're going to want to be doing it too, which actually gets me right into my next question, the tech and the tools to make this happen. And especially let's talk about cost, because a lot of people are going to be looking at this and like, God, when Bob was back in television news, I knew that I spent like hundreds of thousands, not millions of dollars to make this stuff happen. Yeah. What am I going to have to spend for this stuff?
Sure. So
Johnny, why don't you just go through really quick some of the things and some of the potential costs behind it? And especially, you know, it's like, I think kind of listing out the must-haves versus the this would be really nice to have, or you can add this later as you start making more money with this stuff, you know, with like that type of approach.
Yeah. So lights are critical. I used to think they weren't, maybe because I just didn't want to see myself clearly. So lights are critical. So whatever lights you have, and ideally not to be reliant on daylight, because you have no control over it, particularly in Ireland. It could be sunny one minute and you're in the middle of making a video, and next thing nobody can see you. So try not to rely on daylight. It's good for your health to work in natural light, but to have control of it when you want to make a video or give a webinar or a sales presentation. So lighting is really important. There's some great options out there. You can even control them with your phone and so on. Mm-hmm. A good camera is really important. If you can afford it, I would invest in your mirrorless / DSLR. So maybe your Sony ZV-E10, but if not, a decent webcam will get you going for now, okay? But please, I would urge you to consider, you know, if you're going to get the next, like I've got a Sony A5100 and it's about 7 years old and it's still as good as the day I got it. So it is going to last. So good lighting, a good camera, audio is key. In fact, if the lights went out, you'd probably still listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if the camera went out, if the audio went out, you wouldn't just watch us miming here. But if the camera went out, you'd still listen to us. So it's like bad cell phone coverage. You're like, can't hear you, Bob. You're breaking up. Can't hear you. I'll call you later. Okay. You don't want that happening in your presentation. So audio is key. Like you're coming through there, as we were joking about here, like a famous nighttime radio DJ. It's just that velvet deep.
Yeah.
But it's important, right? After that, then you do need a little bit of software to allow for the effortless transition. You can get OBS, which is free, or you can get vMix or Ecamm for Mac, vMix for Windows, Ecamm for Mac. A couple of bucks a month, like 20, 30 bucks a month for Ecamm. The software makes a big difference. You will need a second monitor, one computer, two monitors, okay? So that you can actually have your slides on one. So if I switch to this camera, which should be pointing there, you'll see you and me in the middle monitor for this recording, and then you'll see the slide on the other side. And that's like, it looks like I've got a $10,000 flat screen going on here, but it's a second monitor that's been captured by the software. So lighting, clear audio, good camera, and then the green screen if you want to do the more immersive experience for your viewer, like addressing the elephant in the room or doing this type of walk around the room type presentation. The green screen definitely gives you a lot more flexibility with your background and stuff like that. Again, there's different options on the green screen. And after that, then you're good to go. You could consider then ideally a Stream Deck rather than using your keyboard, so that you can isolate the presentation from the keyboard. Because if you start hitting certain keys during a live event, you could put the camera all over the place. But it's one camera. This is the same camera. It's just a different scene where I press a button on the Stream Deck and stuff happens. So if I press Nelly the elephant appears. And if I press this one here, I'm beside the slide. And that's, you're kind of good to go. In time, you may get a teleprompter. You may get, I've got a sit-standing desk, which I love. You know, these are, sitting is the new smoking. So I encourage it if standing is an option, because you can get the camera up to eye level. But those are the fundamentals. And genuinely, you're looking at like less than $1,000.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the most important part, is that you don't need to spend a lot of money. And I know that $1,000 is not much for some people and it's a lot for other people. You can step into it as well. And I think that that's probably the biggest thing. And hopefully as you're stepping into it and you're using some of the things that, that Johnny has talked about today, you'll get more sales and you'll be a fable and you'll be able to afford more of this stuff because
it's costing
God knows that's what I want for you.
Exactly. It's costing us a lot more not to do it. And we don't realize it. You know, we think it's good enough and we may have a certain level of success and that's great. But when you take your production and your on-screen present up a notch, you'll take your sales up accordingly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your competition is probably thinking about it, if not already doing it, and maybe mm-hmm. I've worked with them. So, you know, so it's important to take it on because it's not going away. Okay, not for the foreseeable. Yeah.
And if your competition isn't doing it, stomp all over them by doing this stuff.
Exactly. It doesn't cost a lot.
Yeah, it doesn't cost a lot. So we've kind of talked about this already, but you know, I love those one thing you can do right now kind of takeaways. What is the one, especially out of everything that we've just talked about, what is one thing that people who have either listened to this or maybe they watched this over on YouTube at youtube.com/social sales link and they're like, man, I want to get going on this. What's one thing I could do literally right now to get me going? What would that be, Johnny?
Yeah, I guess it really depends on where people are at. So if we take at an entry level, if you're presenting looking down into a laptop in bad lighting, then you got to at least get some lighting and take the camera on the laptop up to eye level. It's going to transform mm-hmm. how you show up on screen. You know, we can see both of us here making direct contact with the camera. Makes a huge difference versus looking down into a badly lit room with a camera that's not fit for purpose. And I've even seen people live lift their laptop and they go, wow, I didn't realize it makes such yep. a difference. And then they run up to their bedroom during the break and they bring down a bedside lamp and they turn it on and put it beside their desk. And they're getting a nice cinematic effect on one side versus the other. And they go, wow, mm-hmm. I didn't realize how important and the difference lighting would make. And then maybe in time, get your webcam. If you think the audio isn't clear, then I would encourage you to invest in a decent microphone. You'd yep. be surprised how a $100 microphone will transform your sound. The one I'm wearing now is $150. I've got a shotgun microphone closer to the desk. It's a yeah. little bit more expensive, but it you know, and you as you said earlier, it's kind of modular. It's not like you buy something today and then throw it out and get something better for the most part. Mm-hmm. It's just about taking what you have, getting the most out of it, and then a couple of little tweaks. You can get a 6-button Stream Deck for $80, and you can get OBS software for free. And even mm-hmm. with those two and a little bit of guidance from whoever, me perhaps, or whoever, right? You can go 1, 2, 3. And if you do that alone, you are going to be in the top 5%. Because yep. some of the best presenters in the world are still going, hold on till I share my screen.
Yeah.
You see my
slide. Can you see my screen? Yeah.
Yeah. So you
am can, I sharing the right slide? Yeah.
Exactly. With a little switch with 6 buttons for $80, you can go effortlessly into your slides and then go to slides only and back to full screen without even breaking eye contact.
And yeah, I think that's key too, because eye contact is ultimately where it's at. And that's the whole thing about video. If you're like going, oh my God, what am I doing? As like, you're going to look disheveled. You're going to look like you don't know what you're doing, even though you know what you're doing up there. The technology and just some of the things is really what's tripping you up. And what Johnny has shown here today can really make you look like the expert that you are, because you are an expert. You're out there. You're talking about this stuff all the time. You're selling this stuff. Why not have everything supporting you make you look like the expert that you are? And I think that you should have that. And where we're going to talk a little bit about how you can You can potentially take advantage of some of the things that I'm taking advantage of, or if absolutely nothing else, learn a little bit more about pattern interrupts. And that's going to be at Johnny's website. So his name is Johnny Byrne, but it's spelled BEIRNE.com. And that's the site that has the pattern interrupt PDF, right, Johnny?
Absolutely. The pattern interrupt playbook is there. You can look down through examples on how to get going. And the other thing I would say as well, at least from my experience and from my clients and students, it makes presenting much more enjoyable online. You start to forget that you're not in the room with people, and they start to forget almost that you're not in the room with them either, because you now look prepared and professional, and you can do this effortless switching that you used to have to do with the mouse. So it becomes more enjoyable, which means you are going to fundamentally do a better job. If you turn up and you're like, oh, this is a chore, then you're not going to do a nice presentation. But if you turn up ready to go and you're excited because it's enjoyable, that's going to come up down the lens, and your energy is going to be different. So I would just say that as well. But the PDF is there. It'll show you a dozen ways that you can actually avoid death by PowerPoint.
Death by PowerPoint. Because God knows it happens all the time. So again, that's at Johnny Byrne, but it's spelled BEIRNE.com. We're going to have that in show notes as well. I encourage you that if you've listened to the audio version of this, to really watch the video version of this, because it really drives things home. It's going to be at It's going to be at youtube.com/socialsaleslink. We'll also have a link in our show notes to the video portion of this podcast episode as well. So Johnny Byrne, the webinar wizard and master of all things when it has to do with video presentations online, thank you for joining us today. Really, really appreciate everything that you've shared with us today.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's been a pleasure.
Sure. And thank you for streaming this episode of Making Sales Social. So remember, when you're out and about this week, be sure to make your sales social.
Don't miss an episode. Visit socialsaleslink.com/podcast. Leave a review down below. Tell us what you think, what you learned, and what you want to hear from us next. Register for free resources at linkedinlibrary.com. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. Visit our website, socialsaleslink.com, for more information.